Father God, I just thank you for your amazing love, that you desire us to be magnificent, that you desire us to have this heart, your heart within us, Lord, to bless, to encourage, to strengthen not only ourselves but all around us. Father God, we just thank you for your amazing love and your presence on us. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for your blessing and your encouragement. Thank you, Father God. Amen. I'm doing the second session on membership. If you weren't here last week, and probably even if you were here last week, I would encourage you to listen to Richard's talk again. Wendy and I managed to catch through quite a bit of it as we were going down to Leamington on Friday. And it's just a real blessing to get the heart of what God's saying to us. So I do encourage you to grab hold of that. Shall I come round here a bit? I've got to watch the screen as well because I can't see that one. Okay. Actually, I had that this morning. God said to me, the back screen's not likely to work this morning, so you need to think about that. God's in the detail. Yeah, I'd encourage you also on the website, because we've got this amazing new website that Andy and Matt and others have put together. There's all the talks now from way past when, all on the website. And you need to get into the members area. And there's on the table, it tells you how to get into the members area. And we'll put it on the notice sheet for you to do that. Trust me, it's worth looking at and listening to some of the talks. God's doing some amazing thing with the preaching team. And do go back and listen to them. And if you haven't heard that and you're not able to access that, if you have a word with Lisa or Matt, they've actually got CDs. And you'll be able to listen to the CD of the talk that Richard gave last week. Richard said last week about the big thing that we want you to get out of this is the heart, God's heart, of what he's doing with us at Rugeley Community Church and what that means to be in membership. And we want to honour those, and Richard said this last week, those people that have been a part of this church for many, many years, because you have made the difference to get it to where it is today. The vision and the dream of coming into this building has been there for years and years and years. And people have been very faithful in prayer, faithful in where God's taking this church. But what we're trying to say is that there's a different flavour, a different culture of what we're about, and we needed to review what membership meant, and that's what this booklet's about. And you should have one of these booklets. Have I brought the right one? Yes. And there should be one for every family. So if you haven't got one, Richard's got copies, but everybody should have a copy so that you can have a look at it. Big thing I want to say is this booklet is the start of what we're saying about what God's doing with Rugeley Community Church. This isn't the end, this is the start. And already within months this will change. There's some obvious changes that are going to take place, but we're actually on a journey seeking what God's saying to us about Rugeley Community Church. And therefore, some of this is going to change. So, take note of that. Obviously, when we do membership in the future, it won't be in this setting. It will be in a connect group setting. And obviously, that will be an opportunity for people to come along and actually talk about it. And also, we're actually going to set up a connect group in January where it'll be an opportunity, if people just want to join, just to chat through stuff that you've already heard so that you can actually sort of see where what's God saying and how that fits into the fact that the membership we're talking about. The best word I can use to describe what membership is about is family. And what I want us to do is, through this morning, is to see where that takes us, what that means to be family. But the road is a journey, and I just want to go through that. So what is membership about? You might, in that sense, have this feeling that it's Rugeley Community Church leadership that are trying to get you to sign up to be a member. Have you been to those talks where you're going to have a really good talk and at the end of it there's going to be a piece of paper that they want you to sign up? Well, is it that sort of thing that we're looking for? Or is it the idea that over these 4 weeks that we're doing is we're selling this package and are you going to buy the package? Just putting over the best points that we can think of. What's the costs of being in the membership? How much is it going to cost you to sit on the seat that you're sitting on? Is that what we're about? Or you might, as I already said, I've been a member forever. What on the earth are we doing this for? Well, what we're trying to do is none of those things. What we're trying to do is we're trying to talk about membership as being a family member, a part of this family called Rugeley Community Church. It's about sharing what God's doing in developing Rugeley Community Church. And in that developing of God's community church, there will be things that change. There'll be things added into us. There'll be new doors, new things God's saying to us. So the question is, do you want to be on the Rugeley Community Church bus? Do you want to be a part of Rugeley Community Church family? That's where I'm going. Family. I think family creates a good feel about what we're just trying to describe as membership. I realise, however, the word family has problems for some people. It's not their experience. Their experience is they haven't had a good family. And actually that might be difficult. And then for others, might be on the other extreme scale, that their experience of family has been so tight and their relationships have been so amazing that we're actually going to let you down because this type of family doesn't fit. However, I still think family actually is something that we aspire to, we understand, and even when we haven't fully experienced it, in our heart of hearts, that's what we really want. So it's a sense of that experience, even if we haven't had it, of what Rugeley Community Church is about. But one's got to remember, though, families are interesting. Families are like fudge, mostly sweet, but with lots of nuts. Now, isn't that right? Isn't that right? If you think about your family or you've seen somebody else's family and you go, you remember Uncle John, he's the mad one. Or Grandma, who's lovely, but there's sister, you know, the special sister. She lives in the planet Zog. She's on a different world to everybody else. Yes, but they're all a part of the family, aren't they? And we're not all meant to be the same. Thank God. Thank God that we are different. In God's family, we are meant to be all that God wants us to be. We're meant to be all that God wants us to be. But in family, I'm the black sheep. I thought this was
absolutely unbelievably fantastic photograph. They're all there with their lovely bow ties on. And then sister is living a slightly different life to the rest of them. It's brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant. And let's be honest, I'll be honest about myself. Some of us are a bit different, aren't we? In the past, I've been called different things. Silly, simple, a plonker. And these were actually meant as compliments. Which actually, if you take them in the right sense, yes, they are compliments. The idea of somebody was saying that I was simple was that I put things over in a simple way. It was actually a positive thing. The other one, the classic is, you're very special, Dave. Now that has all sorts of meanings, doesn't it? All sorts of meanings. But it's God's family. And we all have a place. And we all have a place. Jesus died for everyone in this family. Here, now. In fact, he actually died for everyone outside and everyone in town. Everyone we ever meet, he died for them. His choosing was beyond our imagination. I was trying to find a picture of family. I thought that was quite good. There seems a whole variety of folks and different ones. There's Uncle Jim who never shaves and looks as if he's got out of the bed the wrong way. Family. But you don't choose family. That's a good point, I thought to myself. So how do I fit in, you might say? I'm not used to being in a family. How does that work? Choosing a family. What does that mean? What does it feel like? What does it look like? This is the answer. This is from Ephesians 1:5-8. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. Now, before I go on to the rest of the reading, can I just explain? When they talked about adoption in Roman times, when they talked about adoption, you took on everything of that family. If that family was wealthy, you would actually get the full portion of wealth. You had the same status as anybody else in the family. You were adopted. This is the background that Paul's talking about. So God decided in advance to adopt us, you, me, into his own family by bringing us to himself, bringing us to God through his son Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do. It gave God, him, great pleasure to be able to bring us into his family. So we praise God for the glorious grace that he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. He has showered us his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. I think we've got a word of God over there. Everybody's having a go. It's passed around about four people now. That's really good.
I used to, when I do my training, we talk about kids with their mobile phones and exams. And I said, the best way to stop them is with a sledgehammer. But it brings you 30 seconds of excitement because you, and then you realise you perhaps shouldn't have done it because it just cost £500. Anyway. So the point of the reading is God chose us. We didn't choose him. God chose us. God made it possible to be a part of his family through the death of his son, Jesus Christ. He made it possible for us to be a part of the family. God did all the work. He chose us and then said, this is the path. I will do the work. I will actually sacrifice my son so that we would be able to receive God's forgiveness, that cleansing. Although he's all through God's amazing kindness and grace, God showered it on each one of us. Why was he doing all this? So that God could adopt each one of us into his family. It was and is God's plan. That's his heart for us, that we be a part of family. Mission. This is what God is calling us to. What's he calling us to? What's our mission statement? I've broken it down. We've made it quite a concise mission statement. It's quite straightforward, but it actually works well. I'm just breaking it down. As church family, to live out the love of God in our lives with all we meet. That's a good mission statement, isn't it? As church family, we are to live out the love of God in our lives and with all we meet. Why is that important? Because God's love changes things, people, situations. Let's think about that. We as family. Well, it's always good to do stuff with family. It makes a difference. We've got the family light party on Tuesday. What's that about? It's actually Rugeley Community Church providing craft and activities for those who are outside church and inside church. The families can bring their own families and children there so that they can join in. And if you've not thought of coming, come along. And if you're not there to do anything, don't matter. Chat to these families. Because that's what we're about. Our purpose is to live out our lives with God's love. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to it all, but I thought I'd just make a point. What we can achieve when we know we're loved is amazing. What we can achieve when we know we're loved is amazing. And God loves us beyond imagination. Living out God's love in our lives is his dream, so that his purposes in us can be magnified and glorified, and that we can actually have purpose and dreams that have come from our Father God. The more that we understand of God's love in our lives, the more natural it is to live out God's love with everyone we meet. It becomes more natural.
It is a part of what we are and who we are and what we do. Vision. Vision is how we do our mission, if you follow that.
First thing on our mission, vision is to demonstrate how much God loves each person for who they are, irrespective of their personal situations. This is an outworking of our mission statement, to be able to demonstrate God's love in the church family. Church is a safe place to demonstrate God's love to everyone, wherever they come from. Then to demonstrate God to love, we all meet and those who cross our paths. We seek to be locally committed and globally connected in demonstrating God's love. We seek to be committed to all God's drawing us to those we have connections with, and those that God will open doors to us in the future, so that we can make links with them. For example, we already have links with Eastgate, Life Springs, Toxteth Tab, Light for Children. God will open new doors in the future. God is actually connecting us in lots of different ways. Did we have to struggle to make any of those connections? No. God is being so kind and generous to us. We want to play our part in seeing the spiritual regeneration of this town and region through His kingdom. We're on a journey with this, taking steps to fulfill it. Firstly, let's think about us as Rugeley Community Church running this centre. That was a huge step. By running this centre, God has changed the atmosphere within the centre. People come in and say, there's something different about this place, which we know and understand is God's presence. But they're just coming into God's presence. That's something they're experiencing. Back in September, we as a church blessed the town council by making a donation so that they could improve something in the town. We were giving something to them financially, so they would be encouraged and that they would receive some of God's blessing on what they're doing. At the council meeting, which normally, the basic way the council meeting normally works, it consists of all the locals coming along to complain about anything and everything that the council aren't doing. So when Richard and Alan went along and made that donation, the councillors were overwhelmed by that amazing gift. God's already begun to change things. Am I right in saying you almost had a standing ovation as you went? Now, you don't expect that happening in council meetings, do you? But that's God putting a blessing on them through what we're doing. We want to be international in being a catalyst for change by working with others in serving our community. I've already mentioned things above. These things are changing the atmosphere because of God's presence. Another example is the amazing work of the food bank does. Not only feeding those who are desperate in need, but also in joining the community together. Joining the community together to support the community. Churches, schools, individuals all support the amazing work of Food Bank. That brings God's presence, and it's brought a working together which has actually changed the atmosphere of the churches working together. That our facility, this building, the facility would be a resource to both the community we live in and for the kingdom of God. This building, this facility, is already fulfilling that vision, which we want to extend and actually further from what we're doing. From the organisations that hire the building already on a daily basis or a regular basis. We've got Voyage, the daycare centre. The difference that set of staff make comments about being in here because of God's presence. They don't see it as God's presence, but they see a difference. They comment about it. I think the most stunning one was one guy actually said, "You've actually restored my faith in human nature." What an incredible statement. He didn't have to say that. He weren't trying to bully him for something for him to say. He just said it. Because God's presence makes a difference. We've got the charity who comes in regularly called Hope, who run well-being sessions. That's exactly what we want to be doing. We want to know that there's difference. We've got St. Giles come in, do bereavement sessions and help clients each week. We've got Talent Match coming in and they provide opportunities for those without work. We've got an art class, we've got badminton groups, we've got football coaching. And in 3 weeks' time we're holding a school of prophecy. And that conference is in 3 weeks' time. Richard's already mentioned it. Have you signed up? Have a word with Rosie. That's the difference this facility is making for us. And don't forget, we're meeting regularly here each week. It's our place. It's our home. Values. Values are what we hold as being important to us as the family of Rugeley Community Church. And a part of our values are the statements of faith. Now, one of our partners is the Evangelical Alliance, and we've used their statement of faith. Now, like a lot of this stuff that I'm going through this morning, I could actually preach for the rest of the year or even next year on this stuff. I've got to cram it into 40 minutes. So then I asked myself, well, how do I go through 11 articles of faith? Okay? And I got the answer. And the answer is, we're going to say them together. So I'm going to go through and just say these articles of faith. I want you to say them with me. This is what we believe. This is why we're here. Okay? So I'll start with, we believe in, let's do one number one, the one true God who lives eternally in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The love, grace, and sovereignty of God in creating, sustaining, ruling, redeeming, and judging the world. The divine inspiration and supreme authority of the Old and New Testament scriptures, which are the written word of God, fully trustworthy for faith and conduct. The dignity of all people, made male and female in God's image to love, be holy and care for creation, yet corrupted by sin, which incurs divine wrath and judgment. The incarnation of God's eternal Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, truly divine and truly human, without sin. Keep going. The anointing sacrifice of Christ on the cross, dying in our place, paying the price of sin and defeating evil, so reconciling us with God. The bodily resurrection of Christ, the first fruits of our resurrection, his ascension to the Father,
and his reign and meditation as the only Savior of the world. The justification of sinners solely by the grace of God through faith in Christ. The ministry of God, the Holy Spirit, who leads us to repentance, reunites us with the Christ, the new birth, empowers and disciplines and enables our witness. The church, the body of Christ, both local and universal, the priesthood of all believers, given life to the Spirit and empowered by the Spirit's gifts to worship God and proclaim the gospel, promoting justice and love. The personal and visible return of Jesus Christ to fulfill the purpose of God, who will raise all people to judgment, bring eternal life to the redeemed and eternal condemnation to the lost, to establish a new heaven and a new earth.
Now that's the statements of faith. Now we've actually got then on top of that things that we value as Rugeley Community Church. Things that we think are important. Each paragraph has got a paragraph, and I'm not going to read each one, but I'm just going to put the title up with the paragraph, and they tie up with the pictures. I was trying to find pictures that would be something that would help us to tie into that, okay? And I'm just going to make a comment about each one. Okay. So the first thing we value is the presence of God. Now, the presence of God has been here this morning. We value the presence of God, and with it we will be able to achieve what God has for us. God's presence in us allows the Holy Spirit to do his job, to guide, to encourage, and pour out on us. Our identity. We are sons and daughters of the King of Kings. We are sons and daughters of the King of Kings. This is where we get our understanding of how much God loves us and gives his whole being to help us to be what he wants us to be. Honour. Honour flows through our identity as royal sons and daughters. It's about how we manage ourselves, manage how we love, how we respect and teach and treat others. It creates an environment in which when we can feel safe and Holy Spirit can flow freely. We must treat others with respect and value them just as Jesus did. Again, I've put pictures up to help us to grab that in our minds. Responsibility. Now, all these paragraphs are in this booklet, so you can spend lots of time looking through them, but I'm just trying to pull out things. God has designed us to be powerful people. We're growing in understanding of what that means. It is vital that we take responsibility for our personal growth and destiny. No one else can do that for us. It's important to understand that our actions we take have a direct bearing on ourselves and other people. God designed us to make decisions, to make our own decisions. He didn't design us to all be independent of each other. It is wise and sensible and wise counsel to seek help from others and advice. But remember, Jesus lives in us, and so that we can actually bear time and work with Jesus
to see what he wants to do with us, how he wants to outwork that. Truth. I'm actually going to read this paragraph. We believe Holy Spirit leads us into all truth, and that the Bible is inspired by the Word of God. We need to diligently study the Word whilst continuously listening to Holy Spirit's guidance. He will bring us fresh insight and revelation to deepen our understanding of the truth. He does this in many ways, including through the Bible, through revelationary encounters with him, and prophecy, teaching, and preaching. But let's not take that out of context. We do that because God is love. And his love and desire is to bring us into truth will set us free. God is love. This helps us to realize that God is definitely for us. His heart, God's heart, is always for us. Thank you, God. God loves us beyond our wildest dreams. God loves us beyond our wildest dreams. Perfect love casts out fear. We've been singing that this morning. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. That song has significance for me over quite some years, that God has changed and that truth has become some place that I can gain understanding. Another scripture which you'll have heard me mention many times is Philippians 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has already done. Then you will experience God's peace, his peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. God's love enables us to love others and love ourselves because of his blessing upon us. We need to pray. We need to soak. If you haven't tried the prayer room, you need to do. You need to go and try it. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Ephesians 6:18 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests." This is how we're going to bring God's kingdom into all situations. Family. God extends his Father's heart towards us. It's not something we go and grab. He pours out his heart towards us. We are his beloved children and enjoy the intimacy of a family relationship with him, with Father God. And each of us as brothers and sisters in Christ. We desire every member of Rugeley Community Church to fulfill their godly destiny. Freedom. Do you like the picture of... I thought that was quite a nice picture. If you actually keep birds at home, it's probably not a good picture. But it was the idea of freedom. So that was the best one I could find. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Jesus came not just to set us free from bondage, but he released us into to come into everything we were originally created for. He released us to come into everything we were originally created for. Whose dreams are bigger, his or ours? I'll tell you what, his dreams are much bigger than ours. We can't even think big enough. But if we step in one step, he'll put another step ready for us. Joy.
Now that's a cracking picture of joy, isn't it?
Yes!
When Lisa came up and shared about Paul and his letter, I just wanted to do that.
Yes!
We've been praying for Paul for that. What does God do? He sorts it.
Yes!
The joy of the Lord is the gladness in our heart that comes from knowing God, abiding in Christ, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus came so that we would love life and enjoy life in abundance. In his presence there is fullness of joy, and his desire is for us to experience his joy. God's desire is for us to experience his joy. We value the presence of Holy Spirit in our lives that we might be all filled to overflowing with joy, fun, and passion. What's it say in Nehemiah 8:10? For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Faith. We are supernatural people living in an environment where we expect God's kingdom presence to invade every situation. That's why we have God stories. Because God is invading people's lives. We expect to see miracles and for Holy Spirit to change the atmosphere wherever we go. That's not because somebody else has gone with you. That's because God is with you and you change the atmosphere because you have God with you. We carry the kingdom of God within us. We carry the kingdom of God within us. And it flows from us. For us, God's children, the supernatural is natural. We are training for life, not a Christian ministry. We're training for life. So when the people are going out, when we were in the States, and I think it's happened in Eastgate as well, and they're going shopping, and somebody says, wow, I think your shopping ministry is fantastic. And they go, we haven't got a shopping ministry. What are you on about? He says, well, there were people in the shops praying for people. No, no, they're just going to church, going shopping. And if they hear somebody that needs prayer, they pray for them. That's not ministry. That's life. We are training for life. I've had a couple of encounters like that. The shop lady who I was buying my mum's bed was a bit shocked that I was praying for her in the middle of the shop. But that's it, isn't it? That's what it is. We look for God at work and everywhere around us. We actively encourage stories of God at work, God at work, God's stories. We are willing to put ourselves in situations where we are dependent on God's supernatural life. Well, when I read that, I was just thinking, that's just been life, isn't it? You don't have to put yourself anywhere. Any part of your life, you're going to need God's supernatural power. This requires courage, and courage is faith in action. Do we all think we've got this cracked? I don't think so. No, but we're on a journey together. And as family of Rugeley Community Church, we are moving forward. Last section. I'm not doing bad here. Church framework. I won't do the 6 pages that we did on church framework, but I'm doing an abbreviated version. What's church framework about? It's basically about how we do our mission, how we do our vision. Fair looking bunch, really, aren't they? Fairly reasonable. What are they about? The leadership team is made up of people, just ordinary people, whose heart is to hear God. That's the big thing. Whose heart is to hear God. And to work this through in our lives and through the family of Rugeley Community Church. We want people to grow and mature as Christians and in helping to fulfill the plans and purposes that God has called us all to. It says in Ezekiel's, and both Dave Webbs had this and Tony Wassell preached on it. This is from Ezekiel 47, 3 to 5. This is the river from the temple. As the man went eastward with a measuring in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and he led through the water and it was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 cubits and led me through the water, and that was knee high. He measured off 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was waist deep. He measured off 1,000, but it was a river and we could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim, a river that no one could cross. This depicts a movement in which God's presence grows more powerfully as the people of God take his presence into the world, into business, homes, school, etc., etc. This depicts the movement of God's presence as it grows more powerfully as the people of God take his presence into the world. Our desire as a leadership team is that we are being purposeful in working this through and thinking this through and planning it through and using the framework God has given us. There's a good bunch of people as well. These are the directors, and their function is to coordinate and develop where the leadership are going and bring the presence of God into the day-to-day running of the church and this centre. As we continue on this journey, we can see where God is taking us and the steps of faith that we are taking in the life of this church. We need to stay in that river so that we can follow God's direction. Let's think about an example of this. We knew God wanted us to take over the running of this building. The directors were faithful in guiding us as a church into this new venture. Being wise with the funds, the directors budgeted on our experience of last year that this year we expected, if it continued the same as last year, to be in the debt of £27,000. That was our budget. However, with God's favour and blessing on it, at the end of September, we were around £2,000 in credit. That's a change of £29,000. I don't know what your accounts are like, but that, I have to say, I would be quite impressed if my accounts changed by £29,000. Thank you, God. That's God's presence making a difference. Plus, we have to acknowledge the amazing work that Lisa and Kevin as coordinators and Dave for maintaining this building to such a high standard
that we haven't had to spend lots of money on it. God is changing things.
We as a leadership team want to be accountable to receive God's guidance and encouragement from those we can look to as godly people. Dave and Julie Connolly and Tony and Kay Smith are the people who do that for us as a church and as a leadership team. They are the people we look to as apostles. They create a covenantal family relationship because believers are attached
through fathers, mothers,
brothers, sisters, and dependence on the Holy Spirit. This promotes freedom for people to think creatively, to dream, to be envisioned by God, and to experience the new depths of Holy Spirit. This security provides an attractive situation, attractive place for people to come. These folk are already doing this, not least we had an encounter weekend last year, which was amazing. The preaching when they come on Sundays and treat us to their slant of God, what's doing with them. To the training that they're regularly providing for us already. To Dave and Julie coming and doing the School of Prophecy, as I say, in 3 weeks' time. These other people we partner with. We've got Tony and Ursula here, who have blessed, taught, and encouraged folk from Rugeley Community Church for many years through their Equip days. Richard and Jacqueline have also been blessed and encouraged by spending time with Tony and Ursula and other leaders. The whole leadership team was able to attend two conferences at Eastgate with Kim and Peter Carter, and where we have been receiving teaching, encouragement, prophecies for Rugeley Community Church as a team and as individuals. This again is God's amazing blessing and provision for us as a church. We'll be having a team from Eastgate next May, and they will be going through teaching encouragement, will be helping us as a church to equip us for further moves of God in Rugeley. What an amazing God we have for these opportunities. These are our outstanding opportunities that we've been able to get. And have we had to go out and diligently find them? No, they've just come to our doorstep and we've just been able to go, thank you, God. Lastly, I want to celebrate the links that we appear on our newsletter each week with the Evangelical Alliance. A good, stable background to what we're doing. Exciting stuff with churches together in Rugeley and Britain. This group is really moving now. We've had some great times together. The Easter Good Friday was amazing, actually, to see so many people gathering. We're having a combined remembrance service in a couple of weeks' time. And next year we're going to have a time of worship together. God's presence is making a difference. Last slide. The question I want to leave with you as we go through this series on membership is this. What does membership to Rugeley Community Church mean to you? Last week, Richard reminded us about a process of actually belonging to church. The first thing is people do when they go to church is, I visited that church, their church. I want to go to that church. I attend Rugeley Community Church. I'm a part of Rugeley Community Church. I belong to Rugeley Community Church. Rugeley Community Church is my church. May God bless you and encourage you as you are on this journey with us as Rugeley Community Church. And if you have questions, please come and ask. But I believe God is making and taking us to places that we could have never imagined that we were going to be. Thank you, God.